In fact, actually, especially in this time, we are looking forward for the national dialogue and his initiative, which is calling for all the Sudanese to sit down round table and to find out a roadmap for solution of all our problems. And everybody is optimistic about that. And this is, will be commenced next month. So I think for the outcome of this national dialogue, if he is a president, everybody will feel satisfied that we will all be on one boat. So his re-election or nomination will give us this hope that the national dialogue will go ahead.
Well, one of the opposition parties said that it will not take part in the elections because if it believes that the election will not be credible because there's no democracy in Sudan.
You know, actually, most of the opposition parties, they have no actually any sort of popular support. And after 10 years, they will not have it. But in the national dialogue, we can reach a consensus that we can postpone the elections for 1 year or 2 years. And we give time for parties to get ready and to build up their contacts with their followers. And this is one of the things which is going to be discussed in the round table when the national dialogue begins.
Some people say, Mr. Minister, that Mr. Bashir is continuing on in office because if he leaves office, then the ICC will go after him. He is concerned about the charges at the International Criminal Court against him.
Actually, this is not true. The ICC is not one of the causes that he is linked to his office. This is not true. As Sudanese, we think he's remaining now in seat in office for this period is very crucial. Not because of the ICC. And even most of those who have good relations with Sudan, they think his presence can make some sort of a guarantee that we could reach a consensus easily if he is in office rather than he is out of the office.
I'm sure President Bashir is aware of the economic situation. There are many young people in your country who don't have jobs. How is he going to address this during this election period?
The economical problem is not the only Sudan is facing it. It's almost all over the world. Even America suffered from that. In Sudan, yes, after the situation of the South, we suffered a lot because 80% of our economy gone with the separation of the South. Everybody was expecting that the Sudan is going to collapse. And this doesn't happen. And now there is improvement in our economy. We had a very good season now, and almost everything is improving.